Well, we are back, everybody. Welcome to a Friday morning on Grand Forks Best Source. We're live in the studio for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Tell you what, stand by, stay tuned. Realty expert John Brodeen is on deck.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
All right, not much better than a Friday morning with realty expert John Brodeen.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Good, good,
yeah,
good.
How about you, John?
Good. You, did you, are you all healed up from the golf tournament yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing all right.
Another great event, Bruce Spicer Memorial Golf Tournament yesterday, folks, if you missed it. What a great event, for a great cause.
Yep.
All for a great man. Anyway, John Brodeen is back in the studio here after a day of golfing, and it's going to be a nice, easy, relaxing day for you today.
Yeah, not too bad. I got a few things on the schedule, but
yeah. You know, we were talking earlier, you are like a social media dude.
Yeah.
You're on all the time. I know you do market update videos and things like that, but now you talk a lot about decoding. Tell me, what is decoding?
Yeah, so basically... we're going to go in this episode, we're going to go through some of the statistics that I cover every month in my market update.
Okay.
And we aren't able to, you know, that video is a shorter video, so mm-hmm. we kind of give it an overview, but
okay.
This will help explain if you're wondering what any of those statistics mean. I'll kind of dive deep, and some of them are self-explanatory and some of them are not.
Okay.
So, you know, the first thing, you know, active listings, that's pretty obvious. It's how many listings are active on the market. And it actually does include the listings that are active contingent upon home inspection, because those homes have accepted an offer, but they have not gone pending yet.
Okay.
So, the active listings does include the active contingent upon home inspection homes. The new listings. So the active listings, it's important to track where it is at compared to like historically. All these numbers don't make much sense unless you look at them compared to historic numbers. So it's interesting to see seasonally how they change and then how they compare to last year, how they compare. One thing that's really interesting is look at how they compare to pre-2020.
Okay.
Because a lot of real estate experts, you know, nationwide, who are talking about the housing market, the national housing market, are comparing current, you know, the current state of the market to pre-2020, because that's kind of when things went a bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So comparing the number of active listings, for example, you know, back in 2019, in July, there were 300. So this would have been on August 1st, there were 330 listings on the market in Grand Forks. When I checked on July 1st, there were 136 listings on the market. So we're still way below pre-pandemic inventory levels. The number of new listings, this is especially interesting to watch in comparison to previous months, seeing the seasonal change. For example, in January, only 30 new homes hit the market. And in June this year, 97 homes hit the market. Now compare that with like June, for example, of 2019, 99 homes hit the market. The busiest month for new listings in 2019 was July with 112 new listings hitting the market. So that's interesting to look back on. So far this month, June, or the most recent month, has been the busiest month for new listings hitting the market with 97. Closed sales are kind of a lagging indicator. What a lagging indicator means is there's a lag time between when market conditions... So the closed sales are an indicator of what the market conditions were like about 45 days ago.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Because when buyers are in the market... If a lot of buyers are in the market, those closed transactions are going to go through 45 days later. They're not closing immediately. So that's always interesting. You know, closed listings, that fluctuates a lot based on the time of year. For example, in February, which would be the closings that were accepting offers during the slowest time of year, December and January, only 22 homes closed during February, 79 homes closed during June. So you can see the seasonal difference. And then pre-pandemic, the closings in June were 69. So not too much different. The busiest month that year for closings was July with 92 closings. So days on market. Days on market seems fairly obvious, but there's an important distinction. This isn't from when it lists until when it accepts an offer. This is from when it lists and hits the market until it closes.
Okay.
So right now, the average days on market is 69 days. The highest that it's been in 2023 was February, when we saw only 22 homes close, and that average days on market was 138 days. So that fluctuates quite a bit. Kind of a small sample size since it's just a month's worth, but interesting to look at, because whenever you see a hotter seller's market, lower inventory, you're going to see lower days on market. June of 2019, 128 was the average days on market, because there was a lot more listings on the market. So it wasn't as dramatic of a seller's market. Average sale price, that's fairly self-explanatory. The average sale price is the average out of those 79 homes that closed in June of this year. For June, it was $308,000. But this fluctuates a lot because it's a smaller sample size and it can be skewed by one high sale or one low sale. So it's better to look at a year's worth of average sale price data. Like, for example, in May, it was 286. In April, it was 338. So that fluctuates a lot from month to month. That's why I prefer a larger sample size for that statistic.
Right.
One statistic that I cover when I do a yearly update, but when I don't do it every month and I maybe should begin, is the median sale price. Because the median sale price is more indicative of what the what a typical home in Grand Forks sells for. The median is when you line all the sales up from smallest dollar amount to largest dollar amount, and you pick the one that's smack dab in the middle.
Okay.
Average is when you add up every single sale price and divide it by the number of sales. So that can be skewed more by a couple outliers. So the number of pending sales. So these are homes that go pending. They sometimes go straight from active to pending if there's no home inspection contingency. Other times, if there is a home inspection contingency, it changes status to active contingent inspection first, and then about 2 weeks later, it'll change to pending. The pending sales doesn't really mean anything unless you look at the active sales along with it, because you want to see sales activity, which shows you the demand, compared with the supply, which is the active number of listings. So those two things, you need kind of both to get the whole story. The number of homes active contingent inspection, that's the kind of the leading indicator of sales activity and of demand. So the number of homes that are active contingent on home inspection are homes that have probably accepted offers within the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
They have yet to clear home inspection. They'll probably be going pending once they clear home inspection. It's unusual. Maybe one of those falls out of contract or two or something like that, but it's not a whole lot. That's one of my favorite things to look at as an indicator of how many buyers are out there offering on things in the market. It's the most up-to-date statistic on buyer demand. Months of inventory. So this is where it gets to be a little bit more complicated. Months of inventory is when you take the total number of active listings on the market divided by the number of homes that went pending that month. So this tells us where the balance is at between supply and demand. This is a really good statistic, and it can tell you a lot about a housing market. Anything below 5 months of inventory is a seller's market. 5 to 6 months of inventory is a balanced market. Over 6 months of inventory is a buyer's market. Right now, like for June of 2023, it was 2.3. May of 2023, it was 2.25. April of 2023, it was 2.31. Now, if you go all the way back to January, when things were a lot slower, it was 4.15. Even in the slowest month of the year, thanks to the really low inventory, it was still a seller's market. But it's a more extreme seller's market now because more sales are happening, if that makes sense. So, and we use pending sales instead of closed sales, so we don't have that lag time. So we don't have that 45-day lag. So this will tell us exactly, you know, where it's at. The reason it's called months of inventory is when you take total number of active listings divided by the monthly number of pending sales, it basically tells us how many months it would take for all of those active listings to sell if they continued selling at their current rate. So it would take about 2.3 months for all 136 listings to sell if they continued selling at 59 homes per month. So you can tell that's a seller's market right there.
There's sure.
a lot of demand and not very much supply. The mortgage interest rate, I always just pull this on the first of the month. When I pulled it on the first of the month, it was 6.999 on July 1st. It's gone up a little bit. Now it's in the low sevens. That fluctuates a lot, but it's...
Is it going to go up again? I heard it probably will.
So if you're talking the Fed rate, the Fed rate and the mortgage interest rates aren't directly connected.
Okay.
A lot of times they follow each other, but there have been times when the Fed raises rates and due to market conditions, the mortgage interest rates drop.
Yeah, I heard we maybe will see 8.
Oh, but, yeah, for mortgage interest rates?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope not. But.
Yeah, I hope not either. I mean, it's kind of stayed between like 6 and 7 and a half over the past year now. It seems like they've kind of flattened out, but it was kind of scary during the, you know, early to mid part of 2022.
Yeah, it was a little, but there was some spoilage going on there because these numbers now are nothing compared to what I have had before in a long time ago for interest rates. But a lot of people are shocked when we're up to, you know, pushing 7%. Well, what we had a couple of years ago, you might not ever see that again.
Yeah, we probably won't. Mm-hmm. But then also when people bring up, you know, in the teens back in, what was that? Was it in the 80s?
80s, I paid 21%.
Yeah, but when you think about it, maybe the average income was, what, 10 grand a year or something like that?
Yeah.
And you could buy a home for 50 grand a year.
Yep.
So, you know, net, if you look at how much incomes have gone up and if you look at how much home prices have gone up a lot more than incomes.
Yep.
So it does hurt affordability for it to go from...
Sure.
It hurts affordability a lot to go from... 2.5 at the low or whatever,
right,
up to 7.
Yeah.
So keep in mind for the buyers out there, it's not a reason to panic. If you can afford it now, there's a good chance that you'll be able to refinance and get your payment down lower in a few years. And then the last number that I cover in my market update every single month is the original list to sale price ratio. This basically tells buyers how much they can expect sellers to come down through negotiations and price drops. The other number to look at is the list to sale price ratio. That only includes negotiations, not price reductions. So if the price if the list to sale price ratio and the original list to sale price ratio are pretty close together, that means not very many sellers are having to price reduce before they accept an offer. If there's a bit of a gap between the list to sale price ratio and the original list to sale price ratio, that means more home sellers are price reducing before they eventually accept an offer and after they've negotiated down some. Right now, the average seller is negotiating down just barely over 1% off their original list price. Now, some sellers might be negotiating down 3%, and some sellers might be selling at 1% over their list price if they get a bidding war.
Okay.
So the original list to sale price ratio is very high, but it was higher on the closings during May. It was 99.4. That was the highest it's been all year. That means the average seller is only negotiating down about a little over 0.5% off their original list price. So that's crazy. That means hardly anybody's price reducing. And, you know, back in 2019, you know what? I didn't track that number back in 2019, but I'd be willing to bet it was probably in the 96 range.
Okay.
If I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot different. That's just indicative of seller's market. Low months of inventory, low number of active listings on the market, still relatively high number of pendings going through each month. Those are the conditions where sellers have the advantage and they're not having to price reduce and negotiate down very much to sell.
You know, when I talk to you, I think to myself, there is no way in heck I could be a realty expert. You guys, you keep filling my brain with more and more information all the time.
Yeah. It's a lot
crazy.
It's a lot of stuff. But it's important for me to know because it helps me stay on top of the market more for my clients.
Sure.
And there are people out there who really like this because I've had other real estate agents from other offices tell me all the time that, oh, I'm waiting for your market update to come out. I want to know what's going on in the market. You know, I like doing it. It keeps me accountable, staying really on top of the market, and then I'm able to provide some value out to the consumers out there, too.
So. Well, you know, John, they don't call you a realty expert for nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does somebody get a hold of realty expert John Brodine?
701-213-5428 is my cell. Go ahead and subscribe to me on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all those platforms. I'm actively posting on there multiple times a week. So,
hey, you have yourself a good weekend, my friend.
Yeah, you too, John.
Thank you. All right. There you go. That is your realty expert. expert, John Brodeen, with your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast, Friday morning edition. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back with another Berkshire Hathaway podcast Wednesday morning.